Artist Cindy Sherman made news again this week when auction house Christie's announced it's looking to sell one of her signature self-portraits for $3.8 million. The news foreshadows the opening at the Albright Knox this week of Wish You Were Here, the Buffalo avant-garde of the 1970s, an exhibition which recounts a time locally when many artists, like Cindy Sherman, then a young Buffalo State student, crossed paths on their way to influencing vast segments of the international art world. The person charged with bringing it all together is Albright Knox curator Heather Pizzotti, who arrived here almost 4 years ago.
I knew of so many things that had happened here, but I don't feel like anyone ever said they happened here. Just all these examples of objects that have made it into my show were these kind of like iconic artists and object type things that I had studied, for example, let's say in graduate art history, and I was like, nobody ever said it happened in Buffalo.
But as Heather Pizzotti points out, it did happen in Buffalo at perhaps a time when the city's fortunes were beginning a slide that some say has never stopped. The economy-driving steel industry was fleeing Buffalo's waterfront. A large share of the population started to head to the Sun Belt, and national headlines were captivated with a 1977 blizzard that claimed lives and brought Western New York life to a standstill for weeks.
Well, one of the things that I've tried to do is not be too nostalgic about it. It was an amazing moment, but it was also really destitute and poor here. I mean, it was really when it hit really hard. And a lot of the artists talk about that, that there was just nothing here. And then there was a confluence of factors. It was like, I'd like to think of it like alchemy.
Alchemy. Among its definitions, a magical process of transmuting a common substance into a substance of great value. And from that perspective, from the commonly perceived gray backdrop of 1970s Buffalo, substance of great value to the art world was created here. Artists who spent some of their careers here but soon were part of larger stages. Bruce Nauman, Steina, Tony Conrad, Paul Sheretz, Lucas Foss, Morton Feldman are just a few of the dozens of names Heather Pizzotti rattles off as she discusses Buffalo in the 1970s. And many of those names were attached to groups still adding to the cultural scene today.
The exhibition, which it captures a sort of zeitgeist of experimentation in the 70s in Buffalo, and that consists of several different organizations who were contributing to the bigger picture, and one of those organizations was Hall Walls and Art Park, SEPA, Media Studies, which includes both the Center for Media Study at UB and the Downtown Media Study Buffalo, and then a section that includes the Creative Associates, the Buffalo Philharmonic, and the UB English Department in Grassroots Poetry.
The exhibit runs from this Friday through July 8th. In other words, a major commitment from the Albright Knox. Though it's on display for just over 3 months, for curator Heather Pizzotti, it's the culmination of over 3 years of work that included over 60 artist interviews.
I think sort of my anthropology roots came into play because I tried to do research almost ethnographically. I researched every archive I could get into. I researched people, I was in people's attics looking at old boxes from the 70s. I was reading all the old articles, just every aspect of type of research I could do, I did, so that I would get as many different perspectives and sources.
In all, over 300 objects in a broad array of media and material will be on display at the Albright Knox, much of which has not been seen in Buffalo since the 1970s. Wish You Were Here, The Buffalo Avant-Garde in the 1970s, is on exhibit through July 8th. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO and AM 970 News.